The Silk Road was an ancient Asian trade route. More recently, it has also been the name of a secret place on the internet where people could buy illegal drugs. Before the government closed it down, people could go to the Silk Road and buy pot, heroin, and meth. A figure known only as the Dread Pirate Roberts ran the site, and next month, the government will try to prove in court that the Dread Pirate was a former physics graduate student. Steve Henn from our Planet Money team has the story of the pirate's demise.
From the start, the Silk Road was more than just a Craigslist for illegal drugs. There was a philosophy to the site, a belief that people should be able to buy and sell pretty much anything without government interference, but not without a leader. On February 5th, 2012, this nameless system administrator, the guy who had actually created the Silk Road, gave himself an identity. We only know what he wrote on the Silk Road, but for this story, we decided to give his writings a voice, a computerized voice.
I need a name. Drum roll, please. My new name is Dread Pirate Roberts.
A year and a half later, the FBI thought they knew the real identity of the Dread Pirate Roberts. And they found him at the Glen Park Public Library. Now, this place feels like an unlikely headquarters for an international drug conspiracy. But last year, right here, a team of federal agents snuck up behind Ross Ulbricht, pinned his arms to his side, and seized his laptop. They allege at that moment, Ulbricht was online acting as the Dread Pirate. Ulbricht denies it, but here's what we do know. In 2011, he gave up a career in science, moved to San Francisco. He was a tech geek, sure, but his friends say he was also this sweet guy. At one point, he sat down and recorded his thoughts for the public radio project StoryCorps, saying where he wanted to be in 20 years.
I want to have had a substantial positive impact on the future of humanity by that time.
Ulbricht told friends he traded currency, actually Bitcoin, for a living. He wrote on his LinkedIn profile that he was a fan of libertarian philosophy. And on the Silk Road, the Dread Pirate Roberts also preached economics. Andy Greenberg, a reporter at Wired, stumbled into the Silk Road back in 2011.
Well, at first, I just was reading his messages like everyone else. He was kind of the MC of this whole party. People talked about him as this Che Guevara-like figure and a job creator and a modern hero of our times. The Silk Road community just loved him.
The Dread Pirate explained everything, reassured everyone. He was the site's philosopher king.
And then there was even a Dread Pirate Roberts book club.
So the Dread Pirate Roberts had a book club on the site?
Right. And very specifically, it was a book club all about free market economics, Austrian theory, radical libertarian ideas.
So would they read like Hayek one week and then have a discussion forum on Friday?
I'm not sure that it was as highbrow also as you were making it out to be.
They also had a movie night. The Dread Pirate Roberts wrote that he was trying to create a community, a truly free market. But building an online, anonymous, libertarian marketplace is a challenge. I mean, think about it. There are no courts, no cops. Everyone is anonymous. It looked like a scam. How do you make a market like that work?
Well, you know, I asked him, what is your role as the Dread Pirate Roberts? Are you the CEO or the administrator? He responded that he saw himself as the center of trust of the site, which I thought was a pretty interesting way of putting it, because that is what the Silk Road required.
The Dread Pirates solved this trust problem with a really traditional solution, escrow accounts. When you bought something on the site, you'd send your money, your Bitcoin, to the pirate. He would hold it. And when the drugs showed up, then the dealer would get his money. And this worked. The site exploded. It did more than $1 billion in business. The pirate hired a team of administrators. He created rules. He said, you can sell drugs, sure, but no child pornography, no stolen credit cards.
He was very clear about only selling victimless contraband.
But eventually, the pirate ran into problems. An employee was arrested, and the Dread Pirate thought the entire site was at risk. And so, according to federal prosecutors, he hired a hitman.
I have never killed a man or had one killed before, but it is the right move in this case.
That hitman was actually an undercover DEA agent. Federal agents eventually followed a digital trail back to that library in San Francisco, back, they say, to a laptop and Ross Ulbricht. Now, Ulbricht is facing two federal indictments, one for running the Silk Road and one for attempting a murder for hire. Steve Henn, NPR News.